Joining us is Buck James, head coach of those Camden Fairview Cardinals. Buck, congratulations on reaching War Memorial Stadium again for another state championship game.
Well, thanks. We're excited about the opportunity to be able to play. I think it's great for our kids. This is the fourth time, our third time in the last 4 years. So hopefully we can come up there and take care of business this time and not be overwhelmed by just being there for the first time type thing.
Yeah, you've been there a couple of times, Buck, but you're looking for that first state title. What would a win tomorrow night mean, not only for you, your program, but Camden and down there in South Arkansas?
Well, I think it would show the hard work, perseverance, and, you know, trying to do the things the right way and, you know, practice hard, put the time in the weight room, put the time in on the practice field, and that it would pay off. And I think that, you know, it's no shortcut by any means by what these guys have been able to do because they have worked extremely hard. They've done everything that it takes to get to this ball game, and being able to finish it, I think, would show that hard work does pay off.
Yeah, Coach, congratulations for being there. And I look at your record, 78-22 since you've been at Camden. I mean, you've built a great program, undefeated this year, a lot of blowouts. What do you, when you look at Batesville, what kind of problem do they propose to you?
Well, they're big, they're strong, they're very well disciplined, they got great passion, you know, they play extremely hard. You know, they're just the type of football team that probably reflects the type of community, type of coaching staff that they have. But, you know, they're just a group of guys that roll their sleeves up and will do whatever it takes to be successful. They, you know, they block well, they tackle well, they run well, and, you know, they don't make a lot of mistakes that that will cost them field position, and they're really sound in the kicking game. So they're a very good opponent.
Buck, let's go back to the opening week of the high school football season. You guys are going to take on El Dorado, three-time defending state champions at the Class 6A level. You're a Class 5A school. I think you really got on the map of a potential trip to War Memorial Stadium after that first Friday night, 49-21 victory over El Dorado.
Well, you know, we sort of use El Dorado as a measuring stick. They do a great job. Coach Reed has really got it going on down there, and those guys play great. And, you know, we've been there twice, and we didn't beat El Dorado, but El Dorado, you know, end up being state champions. But, you know, El Dorado is a great measuring stick for our program because, you know, you can sort of see where you're at. You know where they're going to attack you. They're always big and strong. They're physical. And, you know, they're a type of team that will smash you in the mouth for four quarters. And I think that was a difference this year than in the last couple of years is that we took all the shots and were able to withstand all that. And then, you know, at the end, we were able to persevere and win. And, you know, I think that's something that got us over the hump. But, you know, losing to El Dorado is not something that, you know, that we take where it, our football season is ruined by that situation because they hadn't lost many games in the last 4 years, period. But they have a great program. But we just know that we can measure where we're at. We can if we can play with those guys, and we definitely can play in our league and our conference. And this year we were able to hold on to it a little bit longer. But, you know, again, they had a great football team. They've been three-time state champions. And, you know, it was just a great win for us, and it gave us a lot of confidence.
Coach, I see that your son plays for you, and I got to play for my father, and it was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And it seemed like he was always tougher on me because he didn't want anybody else to think that, you know, he was letting me by. And sometimes we'd go home for dinner, and we wouldn't say much. And so how do you balance that, and how awesome would it be to win a state title and, you know, to leave the football kind of out there and have your family life also?
Well, I think he's probably the same way you were, Matt. I think he's taken the brunt of a lot of things. But, you know, I try to treat him just like everybody else. I think one of the best compliments I ever had by one of my players was that I treat them all the same. I treat them all like crap. And I try to do what I can to, you know, motivate them. I try to show them I love them. I try to show them that, you know, what hard work pays off. But, you know, when we get home, I treat him like my son, and you know, we talk about football and like my dads do with the son. We try to watch film on Tuesday nights together, and he tell me what he's going to do and stuff like that. But It's been a great relationship from that standpoint because I really let the other coaches coach him. I don't really say a whole lot to him on the field. And, you know, the bad thing about it is when I do say something to him on the field, it's usually I'm getting on his britches pretty good. But he understands it. He's really been conditioned to do this and do this only. He's been on the sideline with me since he was 4 years old and started out the progression of being a water boy to ball boy to being a player. And, you know, he's always gone through the off-season programs. He's always gone through the summer workouts. So he's a guy that he really don't know anything else. He knows what football is, and he knows what football season's about. And it's really been a privilege to coach him. He's a good person. He's a lot better person than I was, and he's a really good football player. And he's been a staple for us. It's going to be hard to replace him, but it's been a lot of fun from that standpoint. Now, he might not tell you that, but it's been a great relationship in that aspect.
That's awesome. That sounds a lot like the road I traveled. I would be in fifth grade, and I would go to my dad's practices, and I would go and catch punts, and I would just go through the drills with him and try to do all that, even fifth and sixth grade. And so that's awesome that you've got to coach your boy, and he's been able to, you know, ball boy, water boy, all that stuff. That's very awesome.
Well, it is. It's, you know, I don't guess there's anything I said in the I coached with Johnny McMurray at Monticello, and we won the state championship in 1994, and his son was the quarterback, and I can remember their relationship and how he coached him, and, you know, how important it was for their relationship on and off the football field, and as it flourished. And then I sat in the stands at War Memorial Stadium, watched Scott Reed win it with both his sons. I've watched Barry Lunny win it with his son, so Coach McClellan at Barton win it with his son, and, you know, I've just seen it over the years, and I can remember sitting up there, and I'm a big fan of high school football anyway, and I just said a prayer every year. I said, I hope that my son can be on a team that would be good enough to play in this game and, you know, have a chance to win a state championship, and I think it's something that, you know, that's come true. Now that if we can win a state championship, that would even make it better. But, you know, I told him the other day, you've been in high school since the ninth grade, and you've gotten to play in this game three times, and that makes it something that's, you know, very special. Not many guys can say they played in a state championship game three times in their career.
Coach, I know it would mean a lot to you. It'd mean a lot to your team, the community down there. But one person I know it'll mean a whole lot to if you guys can win is Kyrie Neal.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I was listening to a tape, a motivational tape, and it was talking about what a why is. And, you know, every football team's got to have a why. And, you know, if you look at Alabama during all the tornado stuff, you look at the Saints when they had the hurricane, and, you know, they had great seasons with that. But, and then Kyrie's our why. Yeah. You know, he can't play. It's a tragedy. As a coach, it's probably the almost the worst thing that can happen to one of your players. But promising 6'5", 275-pound ninth grader, wears a size 20 shoe, ran a 4.8 40, and, you know, he's confined to a wheelchair and paralyzed from the neck down. And Kyrie's our why. He's a guy that our kids play for him because he can't play. And we lost the state championship when he was a sophomore, and that was when all this had happened to Kyrie. And I think our kids got more upset about not coming through for Kyrie as they did about losing the football game. And I think that's something that our football team has kept in the back of their mind, and I think that's what's got powered us to be here. And Kyrie's our why. And as long as we can play football, we can get Kyrie's name out there. We can tell people about Kyrie, and Kyrie is, you know, out there in the public eye, and this is what it's all about. I think high school athletics and playing for a young man that has the problems that he has, and his family going through the struggles that they have to take care of him, I think is important for our kids to understand that his opportunity to be a part of this, as long as we keep playing football, then Kyrie is our one.
Yeah, and our prayers and thoughts go out to him and his family, and it helps the team stick together, because you know that every time you go out there, something can happen, and you got it. You go out there and play, and remember, it's just a game, and it helps you bond and come together.
Well, I think it's the greatest game in the United States or in the world. It reflects life. I mean, you can take the biggest, fattest, slowest guy, and he's an athlete, as long as he's the tallest, strongest, most athletic guy, and he's a player. So, you know, it takes all facets of people to play the game of football, and I think there's so many life lessons out there. You know, one guy makes a mistake, the whole team is penalized. If you don't do your job, then the play's not going to work, and you have a responsibility, and you've got to do your job. And I think that what it does, it teaches kids values, it teaches them work ethic, it teaches them, you know, the things that it takes to become a young man. I think football takes a lot of credit for, or gets a lot of credit for making, you know, boys young men, and I think it's a great avenue. And high school athletics is a big part of a kid's growing up and nurturing part of his growing up experience. And, you know, I think it's something that, I know that a lot of kids hang their hat on, and I think it propels them or into life, and I think it makes them have an opportunity to find out what success is about through hard work. And I think it's something that a kid can actually build a platform on to become a young man and be successful in life.
Buck, we asked Dave King the same question. He was on just before the top of the hour. You've got the first game of this 6-game championship finals at War Memorial Stadium tomorrow night. You know Batesville's going to bring a lot of people. You know Camden Fairview's going to bring a lot of fans. A perfect weather day. What does it mean to be able to come to War Memorial, play for a state title, a perfect weather day, and have the support that you two guys are going to have and to be able to play in that atmosphere?
Oh, I think it's great. I think that's what it's all about. It's a great opportunity for both communities to showcase their communities, what type of, you know, band program they have, what type of cheerleading program, palm squad, the drill teams, you know, the flag line to, you know, the offensive line, the defensive line, the schemes to coaching staffs. So I think it just showcases a community. When you go watch a state championship game, you know, you think about all the great teams that have played in that stadium, and then you sit there and you think, you know, it's not about English, math, or science at that point. It's about a community coming together and actually getting a chance to showcase what that town is about and the support that they have for their young people and what it takes to have a great school, to have a great program. And, you know, I think it puts you on the map as far as what you want to do as a coach, a teacher, a business owner, or whatever the case may be. It's a chance to showcase your students and your kids and put the spotlight on those guys.
Buck, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night. Congratulations on getting to War Memorial Stadium again, and we will see you tomorrow.
Good luck to you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.